Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Welcome back as we end this week here on Definition with one another. Thank you for spending these few minutes with me, as always. We are in Romans chapter 1 and verse 6. If you have been with us, then you know the Apostle Paul has opened this chapter with an introduction of himself. Then he has told us what he believes about God. And now we come to what Paul believes is true of his readers. And his first readers were Christian men and women in the church at ancient Rome. And now, as the Holy Spirit takes the word of God and applies this to us, God speaks to us today. And here is what he says. You also are the called of Jesus Christ. Who specifically are the called of Jesus Christ? Christians are. To be sure, Jesus is calling non-Christians to himself. And I pray if this describes you, then when he calls you, you will answer him positively. I pray that you will follow Christ. If you are already following Christ as a Christian, then to quote Paul, you also are the called of Jesus Christ. And I give thanks to God for you. Speaking now to you who listen as someone who does not yet belong to Christ, because when he has called you in the past, you hung up on him. You rejected him. You even mocked the Christian person and therefore scorned Christ. I want you to know that he is calling again you by name. And so that you understand what that's like, listen to Jesus call two brothers to follow him in the Bible. I'm reading now in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, and verses 21 to 22. For your reference, this is Matthew chapter 4, verses 21 and 22. Going on from there, Jesus saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and Jesus called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Notice how Matthew writes, and Jesus called them. Jesus will call you too. And then in verse 22, James and his brother John followed Jesus. That is what Jesus is calling you to do. He is calling you to follow him. The question is, what will you do? Ignore his call? Answer, but then quickly hang up on him? Answer, listen briefly to what he has to say, but then hang up? Or will you hear the voice of Jesus and, like James and John, immediately follow Christ? Jesus is calling you. How will you answer? You want to know something? You will know if Jesus is calling you. I do not know you. I have almost no idea who is listening to me right now. But God knows you, and if God has chosen you, then you will hear the call of Christ, and you will respond like James and John did. That is when human responsibility crosses with God's divine choice of you. When we respond positively to Christ, we all need someone who is already following Jesus to help us grow in our understanding of how to be a Christian. I am available to you right now. Email me today, and then join me on Monday for the next edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.